Welcome back to More Than Money and QR Calgary. Leanna's joining us in replacement of Dave Popwood, so you know it's going to be a better show, of course. Leanna, we talked about this at the beginning of the show, about this terminology or term called super agent. Mm-hmm. You said you'd like to be a super agent.
Sounds great.
You know, the biggest fear that I think many of our clients and listeners of the show have about aging is that they'll might lose one or the other. Mm-hmm. And the one would be the physical capabilities. Mm-hmm. Two is the mental faculties. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had to choose one, mm-hmm. and only one, would you want your mental faculties or your physical capabilities?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, I'd like to keep both if I could.
Yeah.
But I
you
think
can't
if
cheat
I
cheat on the answer, I ask one or the other.
If I had to pick one, I think I would pick keeping my mental faculties.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. You know, when we learned about the guest that's coming on the show, he's been on before talking about the concept of a super ager. That's the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think I would agree with you. And I'd be curious to know from the audience. Feel free to go to morethanmoneyradio.ca mm-hmm. and go to the contact us and let us know. What would you rather have, mm-hmm. your mental faculties mm-hmm. or your physical capabilities? Mm-hmm. I think I would agree with you. I would mm-hmm. love to hear from our audience on that. And mm-hmm. maybe our communications team can put that out on social media and see yeah. what the audience on social media thinks about yeah. that as well. I think that's going to yeah. be great. Let's talk about super aging. Mm-hmm. We've got Justin Slim, business development of Aon Future Health, owner and operator of Slim Fitness as well. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Now, I just have to say, I would agree with both of you. It's my mental faculties that I would hope for when I'm in my 80s and 90s and everything.
So let's kick it off with that. You talked about super ager. It caught our attention. We're on this segment to talk about being a super ager. First, what the heck is a super ager?
Yeah, so a super ager is essentially someone who's, you know, over the age of 80, who basically has the mental faculties of people decades younger. So we're talking about people in their 50s and 60s, still has the capability to, you know, offset dementia, Alzheimer's, has good memory focus as well. And the way that they do this, and with the way that they we kind of figured out the science around this is they would look at brain scans and MRIs, and they would look at some of the concerns that some people were having. And essentially what was happening, it was the thinning of the outer layer of the brain, okay? So super agers don't necessarily get this thinning. And that was what was really interesting. So they were actually, the way that they figured this out is that they were asking people to donate their brains after their life was over. And when they researched that and kind of went into it, they noticed that there's one area, I think it's called the anterior cingulate, which is a part that is important for attention, which is also something that's really important for memory as well. So super agers really didn't see as much of a decline as like other people within that same age bracket. So, you know, they were remembering a lot more things. They were able to keep up those social relationships that they would have on a regular basis too. And I found it really interesting.
Was there any update on how these individuals were able to become super agers? What was part of their lives that were different than the ones who are not?
Yeah, so this is really where there needs to be more data and more information collected on this for sure. But there were kind of some pillars in life that people were really, really congruent. So you were seeing the same things with these super agers as they were getting into their 60s, 70s, 80s, everything like that. So number one, they would challenge themselves physically and mentally throughout their life. Right. So whether that's reading a book on a regular basis or doing the crossword puzzle or making sure that they were really just focusing on learning on a daily basis, as well as pushing themselves a little bit physically as well. So, you know, there's a condition called sarcopenia, which is the decline of muscle, which happens at the age of 35. So they were continuing with their physical abilities well into their 40s, 50s, 60s and so on. Now, number two, another pillar that they really noticed as well is that social aspects of their lives were a priority. It was a primary focus. So making sure that they were having, you know, as good relationships as they could with their friends and their family members and keeping up on a regular basis and not letting kind of that, you know, post-retirement phase where sometimes people forget to keep those social relationships up. So this was another one that they were really focusing on. Number three, they were also noticing that food was a big part of it as well. So some of the information that came out of it too is that there's kind of a two-pronged approach to the food that super agers were focusing on. So number one is a Mediterranean diet was, and this isn't inclusive of all super agers, but they have noticed some good data on the Mediterranean diet and also other types of food that help lower blood pressure. So those kind of crucial focusing on that. And then, you know, another thing too is just making sure that they're living an active lifestyle. Like I talked a little bit earlier about pushing physically and mentally, but overall, just as long as they're staying consistent with those things, those were kind of the pillars of health that we saw with these super agers.
Justin, want to give you a bit of a heads up. Leanna and I are going to be super agers. Mm-hmm. You talk about being mentally and physically pushing the limits. If you ever work with Dave Popowich, you definitely have that opportunity then. So we're going to be super agers because we work with him.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, if I want to be a super ager and we want to be super agers, what lifestyle changes should we be making in order to get there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now, I would say that anybody who wants to be a super ager needs to pull back and just realize what is the low-hanging fruit that they can branch onto for these lifestyle changes. So right now, if they're not being physically active, well, what can we do? Is it a 10-minute walk around the block? Is it maybe volunteering at a local soup kitchen or something like that? And being actively engaged in your lifestyle is what helps get into that super ager type thing. So it's not only physically, but it's keeping up those relationships big time and making sure that you're leading, like being active in your life. And that doesn't necessarily mean physically active, but building your relationships, going out and volunteering, maybe getting a part-time job if you're retired and you still want to be in the community and things like that. You know, oftentimes when we hit that retirement phase, sometimes it's like, you know what, I've worked for the past 35 years, it's time for me to put my feet up. But I'm not saying that, you know, you don't deserve a well-deserved break. But at the same time, you will still want to stay actively involved. Find something that inspires you, right? If you're an animal lover, go volunteering at the SPCA or something like that. Or, you know, if you're really passionate about, maybe you had a parent who was suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, maybe you could go to an assisted living home and maybe just help out. And that could go a long way with helping your development in your later years.
Yeah, I find that people might take one or the other. They'll do more on the physical, or they'll be more socially engaged, but they won't do both. That balance between the two, Justin, as you mentioned. The key question I always have is, when do you start? Of course, you can't start when you're 80. So when do you start this whole process and this change? When should you kick it into gear?
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard the saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. So there really is no late time to start, even if you're post-retirement, you're 65, you're 55, and you're thinking about leading this active lifestyle. There is no never too late. Obviously, we want to start as soon as humanly possible, and that could be that lowest effective dose, whether that is just walking around that block, whether that is just a 5-minute volunteer when you're just in your community, maybe doing a bottle drive or something like that. But, you know, I would just say that it shouldn't discourage people to get started today, because as we know, as we get into our later years, like there's a lot more than just retirement and focusing on bills and investments and everything like that. We also have to think about loneliness. We also have to think about our relationships and our kids growing up, being empty nesters. All of that will come into play. But if we take those action steps today, regardless of what age your audience is listening right now, that's going to make sure that you're getting well into your 70s, 80s, and 90s on a good step, on a good foot forward.
Justin, that's been some great information and advice. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We've been joined by Justin Slim with Aon Future Aon Future Health, and he is the owner-operator of Slim Fitness. If you want to connect with Justin and you want to get some more work done with him, feel free to reach out to us and we'll connect you with Justin. Just go to morethanmoneyradio.com. You know, Leanna, when it comes to retirement, healthcare and mental health care are a big concern for people who are transitioning to or living in retirement. Mm-hmm. And in fact, what they sometimes forget, there's an increased cost at some point that you'll pay out of pocket for these concerns. And how does that all fit in within your retirement plan? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar.
That's right. We're going to talk about planning for your health care, but also for your income in retirement at our next seminar, Tuesday, January 24th. It's 7 p.m. both at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club and live online. Now you need to register. Please go to morethanmoneyradio.com to do that.
An Alberta taxpayer tried to claim parking costs as a medical expense. Well, did he get in trouble with the Canada Revenue Agency? Find out after the break. You're listening to QR Calgary and More Than Money.